ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Kiribati's first president has accused the island nation's current leader of withholding a report into the ferry that sank in January this year, killing at least 88 people. Pacific Beach understands the report's been ready for some time, but the president has no obligation under the law to make it public, as Yara Murray Atfield reports.
The sinking of the MV Busseroy was the maritime tragedy that shook the population of Kiribati. The ferry was heading from the island of Nonos towards the capital, South Tarawa, when it sank, with the loss of more than 80 of those people on board. One of the country's founding fathers, Sir Yeremia Tabai, is the Member of Parliament for Nonos, and he says many of his constituents lost their entire families.
Their world has changed. They have to pick up the pieces now, you know, because they've lost their wife. And they lost the kids, you know, that's a real disaster.
It's now been 10 months since the privately owned ferry departed in mid-January on what was supposed to be a two-day journey, and the residents of Nonos still don't know why the ship went down. A commission of inquiry was established by the government, and early reports suggested that the boat was unseaworthy and overloaded, and the skipper and crew had been drinking. Sir Yeremia says the current president, Tanes Mamau, has had the completed investigator's report on his desk for some time, but no one from Parliament or the public has seen it. He says he's been making regular contact with the office of the president, but all he's been told is that it's not ready to release.
My view is that the government is trying to hide the fact that it is responsible for that. For one, they allow the boat to go into the ocean when it is unseaworthy. And the government should have been to stop the boat from sailing. And that is a responsibility under the law. The second one, when the accident happened, they did not respond until after 1 week. It's too late. People have died already.
Pacific Beach has made repeated requests for comment from the Office of the President, and they didn't provide a promised statement by deadline. But it's understood the President has no obligation to make the report public under the law.
Oh, for me, I'm hoping that that's out of all that investigation. They finally worked it out what was the cause of it.
Juanita Limpus's nephew, Philip, was on the ferry when it sank. She says it took her family months to reconcile the fact that he may not be coming home.
My sister was hoping, and I think even just maybe a few months ago, that she finally kind of succumbed to the feeling that maybe he's not coming back. And I think that's really sad, but, you know, I suppose that's life. I mean, we are not the only families that suffered. There's a lot of them.
Ms. Limpus is a co-founder of the Kiribati Australia Association, and she says she's not blaming anyone. She just wants answers so similar tragedies can be avoided in the future.
I know, I'm sure they're doing their job, but, you know, please let us know. That's all we're asking. Let us know. So those people are not dying in vain.
Longtime Kiribati resident Chuck Corbett agreed many of the survivors and family members of the victims still want answers as to how the boat went missing. But in the meantime, he says he's seen evidence that the tragedy has brought about a change in the way people travel.
We've seen government really take a strong, active role to reinforce safety here. We've seen the small ferries that work out of Tarawa. I've seen them with a life jacket. I've seen EPIRBs for sale in some of the stores. I've seen them tightening up the laws so that they're no longer carrying benzene, gasoline, with passengers on ships and ferries.
The government came under fire in February for preventing New Zealand journalist Michael Mora and his camera crew from reporting on the tragedy, and for telling an ABC reporter it would not be appropriate for them to fly to the country to cover the story. Joshua McDonald is a freelance journalist who applied for a visa to cover a story about mental health in Kiribati, but he was knocked back too, with an official saying, "We cannot consider the case at this time."
Yeah, I got pretty sick of it. It seemed like they just were trying anything they could to stop me from going, so I just gave up.
The final sitting of Parliament for the year began on Monday, giving MPs their last opportunity to debate the disaster before the new year.